We do not know where this journey will end. Yet we know this. Human beings are headed into the cosmos.
From the screen of a TV set at the University of Illinois campus, applause rang out for President Bush's call for a new manned space program. But the three aerospace engineers watching the speech mostly wondered about the money, a proposed $12 billion over the next 5 years. Bill Hartman, a U of I PhD candidate, doesn't think that's enough, and he's not big on the president's plan to reallocate within NASA's current budget to get most of the funds.
I think the intentions are good. I mean, I think that definitely something that captures the imagination of the public more so than maybe some of the things that you see or, you know, go on behind the scenes right now. Yeah, I would be against the effort. I just, you know, I question maybe the feasibility of actually executing it the way it's been set up.
Another issue is the time needed to get Americans back into space versus America's political attention span. President Bush's timetable stretches several years into the future, with the resumption of manned space flights by 2020, followed by the establishment of a permanent moon base and eventual manned trips to Mars. Bill Mason, another aerospace engineering PhD candidate at the U of I, worries about the consequences to the U.S. space program if the nation starts such a long-term project and then loses interest.
It's more damaging to do these things in fits and starts than to not do them at all, because you throw money at them and then you change your mind and you don't do it, and you haven't funded programs that could actually achieve things. You've just started with something, you forget about it, you start again, and you are essentially starting from scratch.
These two graduate students work with aerospace engineering professor Victoria Coverstone, researching the technology for powering unmanned space probes. Coverstone once hoped to travel in space herself, but problems with depth perception kept her from qualifying for astronaut training. Her reaction to President Bush's space proposal is mixed.
The educator in me gets excited, and the wannabe astronaut gets excited, but the reality of the situation is exactly as the bill, both bills have laid out here. It's a very expensive adventure, and it's very long-term.
Despite doubts about its political future, Coverstone and the two bills all think manned space flight is a good idea. Bill Hartman thinks overpopulation and diminishing natural resources may someday force humanity to seek out other worlds. And Bill Mason disagrees with critics who argue that unmanned robotic missions can explore space more cheaply and safely than people.
The robots can do a lot, but they're purely preparatory. And I, from all the historical records I've read and the reviews of what went on in the Apollo missions, they said that they got more scientific return in the first hour on the ground on the first Apollo landing than from all the previous study of the moon combined. There's just no substitute for having the scientist on the ground.
Bill Mason's reference to the Apollo program as history shows the position of him and other aerospace engineering students. While manned moon landings are a vivid memory for many people, the last one was more than 30 years ago. Beyond the experience of Mason and other students hoping to one day work in the space program. But Professor Coverstone hopes technological breakthroughs, unforeseen in even President Bush's proposal, will make manned space travel more than just a memory.
There's somebody that maybe hasn't been born yet or is being inspired by today, the president's speech today, who will, with a group of people, will come up with some clever device or technology, and we'll look back afterwards and look back and you know, it'll be like the computer. You know, how did we live without computers? And, you know, now we take it for granted.
Coverstone, the self-described wannabe astronaut, says she thinks her own children will one day be able to take a trip in space. She just knows the price won't be cheap. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.